Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And I, for those who are new to me, I am an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and a channel. So welcome, everyone. I hope everyone is having a wonderful week this week, wherever you may be. And, you know, this month we are talking about kindness and gratitude. And so, you know, if you would love to share what it is that you've been doing when it comes to gratitude, when it comes to kindness for yourself or others, I would love to hear from you. So you can give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. You know, this platform is here for you, not only for guidance, but also for you to share what it is that you've been through, what it is that you have been learning, and anything else that really speaks to you, that you feel that, you know, you really need to share. So if that is you, and you just feel as if you need to share, or if you are needing some guidance, this is what the show is here for. So be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right, before we do get started, I do want to start with a meditation with the archangels, and I love to do this now, you know, in the evenings with the station being, with the episodes now being in the evenings, to, you know, really come here, you know, starting off with the meditation, because it helps us to clear some of that energy that has been with us throughout the day, you know, whether you've had a hectic day or a very busy day with kids and other people. So it's a time for us to cleanse, but also a time for us to do some relaxing, as well as just grounding and refocusing, so that we can really be able to listen, but also be able to hear what it is that the divine wants to speak to us about tonight. So if you are able to, I want you to close your eyes, you know, sit comfortably someplace that you feel at peace, that makes you feel just really good. And then to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. We're going to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as we do that, as we keep breathing, we're going to place our hands on our heart so that we can really be in our heart space. And once we're there, we're going to create this atmosphere that is very calming for you. So elements in nature that really comes to you, whether it is a body of water, it may be plants and trees. Maybe it is a sunset or a sunrise. Mountains. Anything in nature and any animals that really just come to you that you can place into your heart space so that we can feel at peace, that stillness, so that we can have the archangels and the divine really come and join us in this space so that we can really be there to listen to the messages, to be able to feel into the presence and the energy that is really meant for us. So as we create this atmosphere, we're going to also place a door in our heart space, an open door. And this open door is going to be an invitation for the archangels, our angels and guides, to really step into our space. So as we create this atmosphere, as our angels and guides enter our heart space, we're going to keep breathing in through your nose, out to your mouth. And we have Archangels Raphael. We have the Archangel Samuel. We have Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Uriel, as well as Archangel Sandalphon, all joining us today. And Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Michael to help us to really integrate this energy that is being brought into us. And so that we can really feel into the energy that they bring to us for this week as we listen for those messages. So as they surround us in our space, really imagine all the energies that they bring surrounding us and really helping us to feel that comfort, that love, that joy that they bring with the energy that they have, that divine energy that comes in. And it's as if they're cradling us with this energy that they bring as it surrounds us. So notice any colors. If you notice any feelings with this energy that they bring. And as they send us this energy, it's going to help us to expand the light that's within us, especially within your heart. So this light is going to expand and fill your body, but also going to expand outside of your body and fill the space that you're in, your physical space, as well as your heart space. So take a few deep breaths into your nose, out to your mouth, breathing out all of the old energy. As we breathe in the energy that the archangels bring, now we're going to have source energy come through our crown chakra all the way down, filling our bodies with this rainbow energy that's going to renew, that's going to cleanse, and it's going to help to relax your body as it goes through your crown chakra all the way down to your feet, and then it's going to come back up to our crown chakra, and it's going to make this rotation. And as this energy rotates in and out, it's going to help cleanse your body and help you to also understand what it is that the messages are that is being brought to you by the divine today. What is it that they want you to hear? What is it that they want you to see about who it is that you are? And just how amazing you are. So let's keep breathing into your nose, your mouth, as source energy goes in and out of our bodies in this loop. Now Archangel Michael is going to help integrate this energy that is coming, that is around us, that's surrounding us, as well as the light that is really shining out from within. So he's going to wrap us in his cloak from head to toe. And as we are wrapped in this cloak of energy, the archangels are going to then ground your energy, so from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth. There's going to be this bright white light of energy that goes all the way down to help ground us all the way to the center of the earth. And then from the center of the earth, there's going to be this green and blue and white energy that comes back up. And then it's going to go through your feet and all the way up your body, filling each and every part of your body. And as it has to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And then this bright white light is going to come out through your crown chakra. And it's going to overflow like a fountain of water. And then it's going to come back down to the ground, and it's going to spread out from the ground to all those who need this energy. That's from you as well as from the divine. So let's keep breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And when you are ready, you can bring back awareness into your body. And then you can open up your eyes. And welcome back. So I hope this meditation that we did tonight, you know, really helps to cleanse and help you to relax. As well as to help you to understand a little bit more of what it is that the divine wants you to hear when it comes to the message of kindness and gratitude, as well as to be able to see more of who it is that you are. All right. So we're going to start with... Now we're going to start with the energy of this week. So, I know I haven't posted anything on my Facebook page, and I actually posted this show on there because what we're going to be talking a little bit about, it has to do with the topic for tonight, as well as for this month. So this energy that we're in has to do with kindness and gratitude. And last week we talked about being grateful for ourselves. and being kind to ourselves. So what we're going to be doing, you know, the next few weeks is taking what we learned last week about being kind and grateful for ourselves, and we're going to layer on top of that. So it's going to be as we go through each of this week or each of the weeks this month, we're going to be layering on top of each other. So it's important for us to really be grateful and kind to ourselves first. So that is the starting point. That is the foundation that we need in order for us to continue to do the work that we're meant to do and to, you know, also be there for other people. So if we're not kind to ourselves, if we're not grateful for ourselves, it's hard for us to continually be great, you know, be there for others, you know, do those acts of kindness for others, being grateful for others and what it is that they bring into this world. So it's important for us to continue to go back to being kind to ourselves, being grateful for ourselves. That means, you know, doing the self-care. That means that we do those things that we love to do, energize ourselves to really fill our energetic cups first so that we can continue to be there for others, to do the work that we're meant to do for other people. So last week we started with that, with this month of, you know, being grateful and kind to ourselves. So now this week we're going to move on to being grateful and kind to other people, but in a way that is, you know, not just doing acts of kindness for others, you know, whether it's, you know, giving something to someone, donating to someone, volunteering your time for certain people, but also just understanding as well that we all are here for a reason. We're all here for a purpose. We all are divine love and light beings, even though some of us, or there's some people out there who hasn't seen that within themselves. For those of us who are awakened, it's important for us to see that in others. Even though many times it may be hard for us to see that in others because of, you know, the way someone may be acting towards you or towards others, or what it is that they're doing, you know, in their life, you know, and that they may not be able to even see that within themselves. But for us who are awakened, who are on this spiritual journey, for us to see that and to be, you know, grateful for that love and light being in each and every one of us. And so, and, you know, I know I've been there where so many times it's been hard for me to see that in certain people, especially if they're, you know, being really, you know, mean or, you know, they're, you know, not nice people. But we have to see that it is all there. It's all within them. It's just as being on this spiritual journey, it's up to us. It's our job to really help other people to see that by doing those things that we are passionate, that we are meant. And when we do those things, when we do those things that we're meant to do, that we're passionate about, that joy, that light, that all of that, and the love comes out from us. And so when we do that, we help others to be able to see that and then awaken to who it is that they are. So, you know, it's really important for us to see that this week when we go through, you know, this week when it comes to this week's energy, to be able to see that love and light in other people even though it may be hard for us to see, especially in our human selves, you know, being human, you know, being able to see past mistakes, being able to see past just the unkindness that some people might have, and to, you know, really have in your mind that each and every one of us are that divine loving light. It's all there within. But because of, you know, our humanness, it's because of limiting beliefs, because of fears and doubts, that it's sometimes just buried in there. And so if you are on this spiritual journey, it's important for us to see that in each and every human being that we come across. So that is going to be part of, you know, this week's energy when it comes to that gratitude and kindness, seeing that it's important for us to be grateful that each and everyone has that divine love and light within us. And so, you know, by living the life that we're meant to live, doing those things that we are meant to do, we are able to help others to awaken to that, to see that within themselves, to be able to, you know, share that with others. You know, being on this spiritual journey, we're sharing that with others. We're sharing that divine love and light with other people by doing those things that make us happy, that make us really, you know, want to do those things that we are meant to do. And so what is that for you? So that is part of the energy that's coming in this week about, you know, being grateful for who it is that we are, every one of us. And so, you know, first, you know, if you are, you know, just listening for the first time on this topic, this month, to first be grateful for who it is that you are, grateful for your gifts, grateful for your passions, and just who it is that you are. And, you know, I encourage all of you to do some journaling on that. You know, write down everything that you are grateful for yourself about. And also, what it is that you can do to be kind to yourself, because that is where you're going to be able to raise your vibrations. You're going to then also be able to gain the clarity on what it is that you need to do next in order for you to really move forward and help, continue to help other people. But it has to start with you. It has to start with being kind to yourself, being grateful for who it is that you are, because each and every one of you, each and every one of us are amazing beings. We're perfect souls. Even though our humanness is not perfect, but our souls are. And we've been created to be able to do those things that we are passionate about, that we dream about doing. That is what we're meant to do. So what does that look like? And then being able to see that divine love and lightness in everyone else, even past the humanness. You know, seeing past the humanness in others and seeing that, yes, they do have that divineness within them, but it just may be very hard to see, especially when you are not awakened. But as awakened souls, it's important for us to see that within each and every being. And you can always bring that back to yourself too, remembering those, that time when you weren't awakened, and how was it that you were acting, how is it that you seem to others, what is it that you've done. But once you've awakened, what it is that you saw within yourself, but also, you know, seeing that it was part of your humanness and those fears and doubts and limiting beliefs that kept you from really being able to understand who it is that you truly are. So that is part of the energy this week. Now, the next part of this energy that's coming in this week for us is about patience. And I've seen it over and over again the last couple of days, the divine reminding me and showing me so that, you know, I can really share this with you. And so patience is going to be a big thing this week as well. It's going to be important for us to be patient, not only, you know, when it comes to our life, slowing down just a little bit, you know, whether it is, you know, if you're in traffic, I'm just saying this because this happened to me this morning. You know, if you're in traffic because of construction or because of an accident, it's going to be very important for you to be patient this week on that. But also being patient with others. You know, whether it's, you know, someone is being a certain way or acting a certain way or wanting you to be a certain way, but, you know, being patient with other people, that is also going to be important because, and going with the flow this week, because if we try to push and go against that resistance that comes in, it's going to stress you out in a way that is not necessary. So really just going with flow, slowing down just a little bit and being patient. You know, everything's going to work out the way that it's supposed to at the right timing. You know, divine timing is always perfect. So just be patient. Go with the flow. You know, it should be nice and relaxing and calming as you go through this week. But if you are finding there's some resistance, if there are, you know, fights going on or lots of stress going on, take a step back. What is it that you need to let go of? What are you trying to control that you need to let go of and say, hey, it's going to happen when it happens. And so it's time for me to let go. So what is that you need to let go this week? So patience is going to be a big thing. And as you do that, and when you are able to let go and let things move naturally, that's when you're going to also be able to see that gratitude and be able to be kind to others in the way that you're meant to. It's just going to kind of come naturally, you know, within your heart, within your mind, that gratitude's going to come. And so if you are, you know, this week also, if you're feeling exhausted, if you're feeling as if you're drained, there's a reason why. And it's time to really let go of those things that you can't control. So what is that? What's coming into your mind that you really need to release and let go of? And then to just let the divine work in the way that they're meant to. They know what it is that you want, what your intentions are. So what is it that those next steps are that's coming in? Now, when it comes to those next steps, it's also important for you to let go of the expectations of those next steps. So, you know, you set those intentions and then you have to let it go. And trust that the divine is going to show you in the perfect time when you're supposed to see that. So, you know, don't worry about missing it, you know, because if you do, you know, miss that subtle sign that sometimes comes, they're always going to remind you. They're going to show you in different ways. So let go of that intention that you set. You know, let go of trying to see the signs and, you know, making sure that you don't miss it. But know that and trust that those signs are going to be there and you're not going to miss it. It's that pull in your heart, that longing and that your intuition is really going to start flowing. But it's important for you to really let that go. You know, do those things that, you know that you need to do, you know, whether it is getting some rest, whether it is, you know, doing something fun that you really enjoy, to really be able to release those, that control of wanting to be sure that you don't miss those, that next step, so that you can, you know, move forward, but to release and, you know, let the divine do their work, and to know that that is going to come. Those, that pull of needing to do something is going to come in the perfect timing. So that is the energy that is coming in this week. So if you are, if that, that resonates with you, and you'd like to share what it is that you've been seeing this week, because, you know, we are at the middle of this week, so, you know, you probably have seen some of that patience come in. You've seen, you may have seen already some of that, those messages come in for you. So what is that for you? And I'd love for you to be able to share that with others. So you can give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can share with others what it is that you've learned. And know that if you're getting that pull to share, there's a reason for that. It could be that someone needs to hear it. Someone needs that message, that lesson that you learned, so that they can really get those aha moments as well. And then, you know, when you share who it is that you are and your lessons, you help others to heal as well as teaching others what it is that you've learned. So if you are feeling that call to share, please give me a call, and I would love to hear from you. Also, if you are needing some guidance as well, you can give me a call at 714-816-4628, and then pressing 1 on that keypad. All right. Before we do move on, I do want to take a call here. So we have, hello, caller. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello, can you
hello?
Hear hello, can you
yes,
hear
I can.
Oh, hi, man, Melissa. I'm glad you're doing the show, and thank you for saying letting go what no longer serves you. Basically, that's what it comes down to. Do you have any messages for me that I need to know?
Well, I'd like, there's a reason why I'm taking a call right before I'm talking more about the topic. What is it that you need to share today?
Well, okay. I do need to share something. There's so many things in my mind concerning the topic. What I need to share is that there is a God, and not to lose faith, because after we are all gone, we do have to answer to something, regardless of the religion. The universe does not play by religion. That's human activity. So we have to stay in positive. Is a universal word that goes to everybody, like myself. I try to be positive with every religion, culture, nationality, and try to appreciate human being. And I it's not easy for me at times. Sometimes it's hard, but I have learned to cope with it because Earth is very interesting. We all try to live life by human rules, but there are body descents. We do have to answer to the next level. So
now, what
we,
is
we
it that
we,
you've...
What I've learned, that's what I've learned.
So what is it specifically? You know, that, let's go a little bit deeper. What is it that made you really realize that? for you?
When my elderly parent passed away, I saw that there was a negative and a positive force that was near her, and I remember that the negative energy moments before she actually hit coma, I saw it and I kept praying to still see that the light took her. And then when the light took her, I did see, 2 days later, I saw her on Michael's stomach. She was jumping up and down so happy, and I could see Michael, he was flying with her in the stomach after her, you know, after she left this human earth. So then I realized that, you know, it was hard for me to believe that you can see an angel until death, like I said before, but you can see it before you have a life purpose. And I know that the evil label was trying to take my mama's soul, because I saw it, and she was saved by the light, thank God. And I had to battle with evil things after she was gone, before she was gone. And that's very deep. I know that's very deep, but the Creator did bring down one archangel, he rebel. So that's Michael's brother. So but again, light always wins. But we do have to go through battle, because understand that not everything's perfect. Like myself, I wish I was perfect, but then I'd be like, if I was perfect, why do I need to live on this planet? I wouldn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. For me. So mm-hmm. I know I had some really hard lessons, like unbelievable. Some lessons like, oh my gosh. And then at the end, I wonder, how did I do that? How did that happen? And then, and then it's like, God, you know, I hope you understand. I believe in the light. You know, I know the bad energy. I have seen him, and he has told me that he hates me. And for me, it's an honor that he hates me. I don't want you to love me, you know, because the thing doesn't exist in love. But you know, so I say honor. I don't know. I prefer it. Try to stay away from me, not to give in, not to think of it, but be a light towards negativity. If you're a light, then it doesn't like the light. It doesn't like light. It gets upset and it goes away. So if we have the, if I'm thinking about love and God and then my purest thought, it's a way to fight it. Mm-hmm. That's what I've learned, mm-hmm. and I've actually witnessed it, that it does work and it does happen. It does. I witness it. It goes weaker because it cannot stand love at all. Mm-hmm. It can't. Mm-hmm. It can't stand good. So that took me that took me many years to understand it, and finally clicked when my early parent she was taken. And then after that, years of exploring my soul and thinking, okay, what's my next level? I'm not here to fight demons. That's not my job. I don't want to talk to the dead. I don't want to take the dead to the light. That's not my job. Sorry, do not want to do that. Although I want to, you know, if they come near me, I just want to repel it. And it's a decision of the other light, that it's up to them, not up to me to force it to go to the light. Like I can't, I could just say, look at the light. But I'm not the gatekeeper to escort him or her in. So that's my truth.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That is what you needed to share, and that's why I asked that, because it actually does have to do with, I know the last couple of weeks you had mentioned how you would wake up in the middle of the night, right?
Yes, to do.
So what is it that you've seen? Have you been doing the journaling?
Yes, I've been writing, and what I'm going to thank you very much for remembering, beautiful angel. It's Gabrielle that came in. It's Gabrielle that talks to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Gabrielle, you there? It's Gabrielle.
So what have you been seeing with that?
I actually, for the first time, actually saw Gabrielle really clearly. Looks different than Michael, of course. Very amazing. What else? I'm seeing lights, and I'm hearing voices, like my clairaudience is coming alive. I can hear voices, like guidance or something.
Okay, that's wonderful.
That will happen. But you know what? This happened after I saw Gabrielle. So Gabrielle, you're there. I mean, is this happened after I saw you?
So what is it that you've been learning from Gabrielle?
Communicating, slowing down my communication, my wording, using different words. I used to use negativity words, but not like bad words, but I'm changing my words and communicating. I don't know. I'm becoming clear and understanding things that I didn't like to express myself, but like I thought that if I express myself, it'd take me a long time. I don't have time for that. But I've learned that I can express myself. This is true. I had a conversation, so now I learned to. This is just recently happened. I learned to express myself very quick, like in a minute or two. That's it. I thought I'd give myself. I don't give myself more time. No matter who the person is, it's just like, I'd say I don't have nothing more to say.
It's because you've been doing a lot of growth. You've been, and that's where the mindset change has come in. So that's why you're understanding that you are meant to communicate. You are meant to share your truth. And that's what we just did earlier when I asked you to share. And you did. You're able to really help others to heal as well as to learn from you. And so that was one of those fears that you had that he had to come through.
I have, can I ask you something about a saint that is really important? It's
mm-hmm.
a saint. There is a person I work with that he died for 7 months, and he said that he saw St. Jude, the saint. So he came back alive. Every day he prays to St. Jude every single day, and the guidance Mauricio, he talked to me. He said, "I don't know if he hears me, but I asked him to protect him because I forget. I'm in medicine, and I don't know if I'm gonna die again." I said, "Don't say that." So I tuned in and I prayed, and I asked the archangels, because Michael and Gabriel. I don't remember Gabriel, but I know I said Michael. And I swear to you, the fourth time that I saw him, I'm seeing him now. I see him three times a week now. I'm feeling now the St. Jude staying near him. His aura has completely changed. I just like to know if I was a channel for that. Can I have an intercession? Can I have permission for an intercession if I was a channel for St. Jude to come in, please?
Well, I can't personally share that with you, but what's coming in is Archangel Samuel is coming in for you right now. And so what she's sharing is that this is your next step. So you're actually up-leveling at this point. And so because you've done a lot of work on yourself when it comes to communication, now it's time for you to move on to love. So they want you to really build that strong foundation of love, which you have, you know, for yourself, but also this is going to integrate with what you shared earlier when it comes to helping others and healing and being there for other people. So this love aspect is going to be that divine love aspect that you're going to learn more about in the next few weeks. So to really concentrate on that now, because you have, you know, really kind of broken through when it comes to communication. So now what is it that's coming in for you that you need to work on? It has to do with love, okay? So, you know, journal on that, you know, and because you are able to, you know, call on the archangels, to call on Archangel Shamuel and see what comes in, what it is that you feel, what it is that you see, because you are, you're continuing to develop your gifts as you do this. So that's why, you know, when you started journaling after you would wake up in the middle of the night, that was part of that practice. And that's why you're able to hear more clearly, you're able to see more clearly, because you're practicing that. So now, you know, Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward for you, has lots of different lessons for you to learn from that. So what is it that you need to see? Okay, so call on him, you know, journal on what it is that you see, hear, feel when it comes to Archangel Shamuel. Because was it a few weeks ago, I believe, that you had mentioned that you wanted to learn more about the archangels, right?
Yes. But 8 9 weeks
so
ago,
that
yes.
It, yep. So that intention that you set is it's working now. So you're seeing those next steps. So now call on Archangel Shamuel and do the same thing you've been doing with Archangel Gabriel. Because you're going to be able to receive the messages for that, okay?
Yes, definitely. I know Shamuel is love. Means love's coming in. When I see me too, I'll do that. I want to be a like you, humanity. I always have. I was little. But they must choose from the truth who they want, God or bad. God does not base himself to be forced to be loved. It's his free will. Amen.
Mm-hmm. So as you continue to share those things that you're sharing, like today, you are sharing that love. You're sharing that light. You're sharing what it is that's coming in for you when it comes to the messages from the divine. And you're helping other people that way. Okay?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I'm glad, happy.
It's so amazing to see the growth that you're doing, and because I know we've talked for a while now. It's been a few months, I believe, and it's just so amazing to see. So, you know, keep going, you know, and know that you're reaching a lot of people that are needing to hear from you, even today. You know, by you speaking on this platform, you're helping a lot of people understand a little bit more about themselves and the lessons that they need to learn by receiving these aha moments, these messages from what it is that you're sharing. Okay? So keep sharing who it is that you are. You know, keep sharing those things that come from your heart. And you're going to see that what it is that you share, it's going to click with a lot of people, okay? Does that make sense?
Beautiful. Yes, yes. That is beautiful for me to understand. It's not easy to get in the path. You got to go to approval because we have to approve.
But it's all within you. It's It's all there, and then you always have the support of the divine. So you have your guardian angels, you have your guides, as well as the archangels. So, you know, keep doing that work, but, you know, don't, like I had mentioned earlier, don't go chasing after it. It's going to come for you. Just like you set those intentions that you want to learn more about the angels, that's what's happening now for you without you really realizing that. By doing the journaling in the middle of the night, by, you know, being able to recognize the voices and hear and seeing them, you know, your clairvoyance and your clairsentience and, you know, your feeling and clairaudience that, you know, you're able to hear. So, you know, keep working on that. Keep journaling. Keep, you know, releasing those things that you don't need. And then those fears that come in. Because when you work with Archangel Shamuel, there are going to be some fears that do come in that's going to be different from the ones that came in earlier. Because you did kind of work through some of that. So now when it comes to love, there's going to be other things that come in that may feel a little bit like you're taking a few steps back, but to know that that's not the case. You are moving forward. You are, you know, continuing to grow, and that's part of the process. Okay?
That's interesting. My mind just went really fast on something. I'm not explaining right now, but I look forward to be a light wherever I go.
And you are, you know, so you have to always remember that you are, you know, whenever you share who it is that you are, when you share those lessons, you know, when you are authentic to yourself and continue to do what you know that you're supposed to be doing, you are sharing that through your energy, through how it is that you are, you know, to people, you know, those acts of kindness that you do, the gratitude that you do. So in all those different ways, you are being that light and that love that you're meant to be. Okay?
That's interesting. I look forward to Shamuel. It's going to be interesting. I know there's a message of love, and I'm on the journey. Even if I don't talk to somebody,
mm-hmm.
The light transmits. The light transmits like the sun. It transmits.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and the energy that comes from it as well. So, yeah, keep doing that work. But also remember to take care of yourself, too. You know, a lot of times we do this work of healing, and we don't take that time to do those things that we love to do and really enjoy life. So, you know, healing is great, but you have to make sure that you do those things that really, you know, fill you up. So, and yes, you know, when you share of yourself, when you do those acts of kindness and the gratitude, that is part of filling your energy as well. But it's also important for you to really focus on those things that really make you happy, you know, whether it's through music, whether it's through dancing, whether it's through painting, you know, whatever that is. To do those things so that, you know, it raises your vibration, but also makes you feel that joy, that genuine joy. Okay? And
yes,
reading
yes,
books
ma'am.
Count too. Okay?
Thank you.
Well, I look forward to, you know, continue to hear from you. You know, you can call in every week. So, you know, feel free to and share what it is that is coming in for you. And, yeah, I look forward to, you know, continue to see your growth and just how much that you're really, you know, hearing from the divine. Okay?
Yes, definitely. God is real.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. You guys stay tuned. I'm going to be talking more about the topic. Okay?
Yes, yes. Yes, I'm going to listen. Thank you, Han.
Okay. You, bye-bye. All right. And, wow, we are about the top of the hour already. And, you know, this is what I'm here for, to have you call in, you know, not only for guidance, but also for you to share what it is that you're learning, how it is that you're growing. Because when you share who it is that you are and those lessons that you're learning from the divine, from what it is that's going on with you, you're really helping others to be able to grow as well and to awaken and to be able to remind, you know, others of what it is that's within them already. You know, when we teach other people, we are reminding them of who it is that they are when they receive the aha moments and they get those times where, oh, that clarity, you know, telling themselves, oh, you know, that is something that, you know, that they've forgotten or that they need to do. So it's really important for us to share whenever it is that we feel called to share. So if you are, you know, feeling that calling to really share of what it is that you've been learning, how it is that you've been growing, what it is that you've been through, you know, please be sure to give us a call because you don't know who it is that you're going to be reaching, you know, who it is that you're going to be teaching, who it is that you're going to help to understand more of themselves of. And you don't know if you're actually going to help someone to awaken to who it is that they truly are and begin that spiritual journey. So it's always so exciting to, you know, be able to hear from others. You know, I hear from people, you know, tell me that, you know, they've awakened and they're learning so much from the divine, from what it is that they need to see when it comes to their purpose. And it just makes me feel, you know, so joyful to really be able to hear that, especially because, you know, callers and others have shared of who it is that they are and have helped people to see who it is that they truly are. So if you are feeling that calling, share it, whether it is through this platform or through Facebook or Instagram or any other, you know, medium or platforms that you are meant to share that really calls to you to really share. You know, don't be afraid to share that because you are meant to share it. And, you know, a lot of times that fear comes in initially of, you know, whether it is that you don't feel you're not good enough to be able to share, or that fear comes in where you're afraid that someone may say something that that is hurtful or mean. But to know that if it is your truth, if it is what it is that you truly feel called to share, it is meant for you to share. It doesn't matter what other people say. It doesn't matter you know, what comments they put in there, because you are sharing who it is that you are and what it is that you learned. And so whatever other people may say, it doesn't matter. But as long as you share who it is that you are and what you've learned, you are reaching those people who really do need to hear it. So encourage all of us to be able to do that in some way, you know, whether it's through the show, whether it's, you know, you can go to my Facebook page, go to your own Facebook pages and really share with others what it is that you really need to share and being who it is that you truly are, because you're going to be helping so many people through sharing who it is that you are, sharing your truth, sharing just that your authentic self. So what is it that you need to share? And being kind to yourself in that way. And just know that, and be reminded that you are here for a reason. You have to share those things for a reason. We go through challenges and struggles and trials and then learn these lessons for a reason. And it's not for us to just keep to ourselves. It's meant for us to share with those people we really feel called to share with, so that others can awaken, so that others can really be able to get those aha moments and receive those messages. Through other people, we do receive messages from the divine. That's one of those signs that we receive, you know, when we hear something and it really clicks with us, that it really resonates with us. That's when we know that it's part of what it is that the divine wants us to hear and what it is that the message is for us. So what is that for you? So, you know, this week, you know, I encourage all of us to really go with the flow, have that patience with others as well as ourselves, because it's really going to make this week flow so much better. It's, you know, going with that flow this week. And also really listening to our bodies as well. If you're feeling exhausted, take that nap, you know, and, you know, or do something that really energizes you, that raises your vibration, whatever that may be, that really makes you feel that joy, because that is going to help you to fill your energetic cup so that you can continue on that journey of helping others and gaining that clarity. When we are, when our vibration is higher, easier for us to be able to hear the messages that are meant for us from the divine. And so it's important for us to do those things that make us happy, that make us feel joyful, because it really does, you know, help us to gain that clarity on what our next steps are. You know, if you are feeling stressed, if you're feeling exhausted, the messages get blurry. It gets foggy. Our mind gets foggy. And then it's hard for us to know what it is that our next steps are and what it is that the divine wants us to see. So it's important for us to really fill our cups, fill our energetic cups, so that we can understand what it is that we need to see and hear from the divine, and, you know, to be able to move forward when it comes to our next steps and our purpose. And so I encourage you to really do those things. And then, you know, when it comes to that gratitude and kindness, to really be able to see that love and light in others, even when it's hard to sometimes with certain people. How can you see that divine love and light in others? So that is my show for today. We will be back next week for to continue with our topic. Also, you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see what shows we have coming up. We do have The Doctors Are In and Tarot Today Radio. They'll be on break this week. So our next show will be on Monday with Wisdom of the Soul with host Janice Fuchs. And then I'll be back next Wednesday to continue on our series on gratitude and kindness. Also, you can go to facebook.com/compassionatelighthealing. And I will have a prompt on there for you to continue on this gratitude and kindness challenge if you are doing that with me. So, you know, be sure to check that out with a new prompt that will be there. And it's going to also help you when it comes to your journaling. So what it is that you should be journaling next about. So That is the show for today. I want to thank everyone for joining me today, whether it's you listening live with me or listening later on for the replay. But I would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, if you need some guidance on how to journal, how to do some healing work, you can go to my Facebook page by going to facebook.com/angelic healer and teacher Cath, that's C-A-T-H. And by going there, you can message me and say, hey, you know, I just need a little bit of guidance on how to do some healing or some journaling or with my gratitude practice. I just need some prompts to help me out. You can always message me there for that. So send you lots of love and light. You know, don't forget about this week's energy. You know, it's going to be going with the flow. So, you know, being patient with yourself and others, as well as continuing to see that love and light in others as well. So until next week, I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.